Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
大家好，我是 Nicole.
Hello, everyone. I'm Matt, and welcome back to CantoneseClass101.com. This is the Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson Number 15.
Okay, Matt, what are we learning today?
Today we're going to learn ways to say that you're busy.
This conversation takes place anywhere.
This conversation is between a pretty girl and a random guy.
They're speaking casual Cantonese as usual.
All right, Nicole, let's move on to the dialogue.
嗨，靓女。
咩事？
得唔得闲饮杯嘢？
Sorry, 我赶时间。
One more time, a bit slower.
Hi, 靓女。
咩事？
得唔得闲饮杯嘢
？Sorry, 我赶时间。
And now with the English translation.
Hi, 靓女。
Hey, pretty girl.
咩事?
What's the matter?
得唔得闲饮杯嘢?
Do you have time? Fancy a drink?
Sorry, 我赶时间。
Sorry, I'm in a rush. So we got the oldest excuse, the I'm busy excuse.
Ah, 我赶时间。
It's old, but it's still useful.
You need it.And we've got a couple more in our vocab section.
And these words that we're seeing in the excuses, you can use right away. Let's move on to the vocabulary for this lesson. What's our first one, Nicole?
And now, the vocab section.
得閒
To have time or to be available.
得閒得閒赶时间
To be in a rush.
赶时间赶时间食餐饭
To have a meal.
食餐饭食餐饭饮杯嘢
To have a drink.
饮杯嘢饮杯嘢睇部戏
To watch a movie.
睇部戏睇部戏忙
Busy.
忙忙有时间
To have time.
有时间有时间冇时间
To not have time.
冇时间冇时间
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of these words and phrases that we just went over.
Okay, the first phrase is 忙
This is busy.
忙
Busy. And seen as it's an adjective, remember Nicole said in earlier lessons that when you want to put the adjective after a subject that you'll need to stick ho in between.
That's right. Like 好忙 It's literally very, very busy. But you're just saying that you're busy. 好忙
Like I'm busy.
我好忙
Or we are busy.
我哋好忙
Sorry, he's busy.
唔好意思佢好忙
Sorry, they're busy.
唔好意思，佢哋好忙。
Now, I remember in earlier lessons that we learned the opposite of busy.
Right, 得閒
To be free, to be available, or to have time.
得閒.
So another way to say you're busy is to say that you're not free.
得閒.
Not available. Just stick the negation, in front.
That's right. 得閒. And if you're really, really busy, you can say 好唔得閒.
Really not available.
唔好意思,我好唔得閒.
Sorry, I'm very busy, or I don't have time at all.
Right. You can also say 我冇時間.
Literally, I don't have time.
If you break that down, it would be 我
I
冇
not have
時間
time. I not have time.
我冇時間.
I don't have time.
From this phrase, we can easily make another sentence 我有時間.
Which is I have time.
Right, the opposite. 我
I
有
have
時間
time.
我有時間.
I have time.
In the dialogue, we heard 我趕時間.
I'm in a rush.
我趕時間.
Or literally, I'm hurrying the time.
我趕時間. And it means you have things to do or you have an errand to run.
Now, can we add 好 to strengthen the degree of busyness?
Sure. 我好趕時間.
Which is, I'm really in a rush.
Or if you want to specify why you are busy, you can say 我有事.
Which is, I have things to do. To have
有
then things
事
I have things
我有事.
Now that doesn't sound very specific, Nicole.
Well, it's comparatively concrete at least. 不好意思,我有事.
So what you're telling him is, sorry, I have things to do.
That's right. 不好意思,我有事,我趕時間,我好忙.
Wow. Sorry, I have stuff to do. I'm in a rush. I'm busy.
Right, stick in a field and they'll know you aren't in the mood for talk.
All right, sweet. So today we've learned 5 ways to say you're busy.
好忙.
Very busy.
唔得閒.
Not available.
冇時間.
To not have time.
趕時間.
To be in a rush.
有事.
To have stuff or things to do.
Yep, I think it should be enough for excuses.
Also, you can mix and match any of these 6.
Or you could use them all together. That should scare people off.
It's grammar time.
Now let's move on to our grammar section. We'll teach Cantonese measure words today.
好, remember in Cantonese we need different measure words for different objects. That's why we're teaching them.
We've been trying to avoid these measure words for a little while now.
Come on, it's not that hard.
True, but it is a process of accumulating vocabulary.
And the measure words that we're teaching today are really simple and useful.
You'll hear them quite often, and you'll be able to grasp them in no time.
That's right. Before we go on to learn new ones, let's have a quick review of the old ones.
All right. Let's take a look at when we order a beer.
Right. 一支啤酒, we use 支,
the measure word for bottle.
Right. 一支啤酒,
a bottle of beer.
一支水,
a bottle of water.
And we have another very, very common measure word. 个,
the most common measure word.
一个 pizza.
That's the measure word for a pizza.
两个靓女,
which is 2 pretty girls. No matter how big the number is, the measure word stays the same.
That's right. Just change the number to indicate a quantity, like 三个, 四个, 五个, 3,
so that was 3 4. Of something, 4 of something, and 5 of something. All right, pretty easy so far.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're learning something just as easy.
Right. The first measure word, 餐,
is the measure word for meal.
餐,
measure word for meal.
We can say 一餐饭,
1 meal.
两餐饭,
2 meals.
几餐饭,
a few meals. If we break that down, the first sound is
几,
a few.
It's the same 几 in 几好.
Pretty good.
Or the same 几 in 几时.
When.
We can say 几餐饭,
a few meals. Or it can also be asking how many meals.
Yeah, depending on the context. You can say 食幾餐飯.
To have a few meals.
Or 食餐飯.
To have a meal. But note here, we didn't say the number one.
That's right. In Cantonese, we usually leave out the number one, yat, when there's a verb in front of it. So instead of saying 食一餐飯, we say 食餐飯.
Which still means to have dinner.
一起食餐飯.
Let's have a meal together.
Yes, and we can also use the measure word 個 for 飯, which means rice. But when you do, it'll mean a bowl of rice. Because this 個 is a measure word for ordering portion, not for a whole meal.
All right. Our next measure word is going to be very useful as well when we go to the bar.
杯.
This is the measure word for cups and glasses.
杯.
So a glass of water.
一杯水.
2 glasses of juice.
兩杯果汁.
This glass of beer.
呢杯啤酒.
That glass of water.
嗰杯水.
Or we can stick the measure word between the verb, or we can stick the measure word between a verb phrase.
Yeah, like we did in 食餐飯.
That's right.
So it would be 飲杯嘢.
To have a drink.
Right, because 嘢 is anything, it means anything. So if you want to say 飲杯水.
To have a glass of water.
Mm-hmm. You can also say 飲杯啤酒.
To have a glass of beer. We usually have beer in a bottle, though.
Okay. Then, 飲支啤酒.
To have a bottle of beer.
Right. Now, one last very common measure word is 煲.
That's right. This is the measure word for bikes, cars, computers, cell phones, or even movies.
煲.
Like a car.
一部車.
2 bikes.
兩部單車.
This cell phone.
呢部手機.
A few movies.
幾部戲.
We've learned the phrase to watch movies.
睇戲.
So we can also stick the measure word in between.
Right. 睇部戲. Or you can say 一齊睇部戲.
Which is, let's see a movie.
Or 我想睇部戲.
This is, I want to see a movie.
我想睇呢部戲.
I want to see this movie.
Yep, this is very useful. If you put a measure word between a subject and an object, it indicates possession. Like, 我部車 means my car.
That's right. We'll get into that, though, in more advanced lessons. So today we've learned ways to say, you're busy.
好忙.
And we've learned 3 common measure words.
餐 for meals. 杯 for glasses, 煲 for cars and movies.
Now we hope all our listeners will be 好忙 while they're studying all these new measure words that we've given them. That just about does it for today. But Nicole, before we go, I'd like to share a tip that one of our listeners shared with us.
You're talking about a student who uses just the conversation tracks to review the lessons.
You read my mind, Nicole. That's right, a listener of ours listens to each of the lessons several times.
Then afterwards, gets the conversation-only track from our site.
She then listens to them on shuffle over and over again. In this way, she's created her own immersion program using CantoneseClass101.com.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Please, please, please give it a try and let us know what you think.
All right, that's that. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hi, 靚女.
Messi.
得唔得閒飲杯嘢?
Sorry, 我趕時間.